It's time again this week for our Wheat Report brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is Rick Larson. Rick farms out in Banner County, Nebraska, near Potter. And Rick, just wanted to get an update here how things are progressing for you guys, not just with wheat planting, but I'm sure harvest is underway there as well. Just give us an update overall of what's happening out in your neck of the woods.
Well, yeah, the fall harvest is just starting. The beets are going. The edible beans are probably 50% done, I would imagine, at least in the 25 to 50% done range-wise. And I hear that yields are pretty good in a lot of cases, and I think people are excited about the beets. And the corn is probably, high-moisture corn and silage is the hot activity in a lot of areas right now, and probably not too far away from dry corn. But we're on the wheat, we're with the wheat board, and so we'll talk about the wheat. The wheat plantings are probably 75 to 80% done in the southern part of the panhandle. And some areas have got excellent emergence. And with a rally in the price, even though we're lower than where we were, I think people are halfway excited about wheat production. And hopefully we can fill a niche there, Shaylee.
Do you have any issues that have popped up this planting season? I know sometimes volunteer wheat can be a problem. Any pressure or disease issues, anything like that, Rick, that you're dealing with this year?
Well, that's definitely a problem with feral rye and cheatgrass, and those are issues where some people have had quite a little moisture and were a little late last spring in getting that weed control done. So, you know, those invasive grasses are really important to be able to try to control. And I know that the people that are selling certified seed, that the Clearfield varieties have been big sales for them. And I think people are excited about trying to make sure that they get good weed control with the prices being better and hopefully going to get better than where they even are now for new crop. So it looks like also, Shaylee, that we'll probably have more acres going in with the price spread between wheat and corn today.
It's encouraging to hear you talk about more acres going in since they have generally declined on a bigger scale. Rick is pretty optimistic overall attitude, at least out in that part of Nebraska.
Well, I think so. I mean, people are always optimistic or they wouldn't be planning, but there's also just a lot of people scratching their head about where we're at with trade and probably very, everybody is very concerned about where we're at in the ag side right now. That's for sure.
It's Rick Larson. He's a farmer in Banner County, Nebraska, grows wheat near Potter. For this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board, I'm Shaylee Peters.